Virgin Radio 104.4, 936. Talking about if you could open up any business that you would want to, your any idea, what would your idea be? Mm. Maybe it could happen. 0487155444. We're taking your calls. I'm doing this because I've got Fade for Kids, but I had to officially make it a company here in the UAE. And the guys from Virtue Zone, can I say big shout out to the guys? If you're thinking about opening up your own company and you don't know what to do, go and talk to the guys from Virtue Zone. Even if you don't want to go ahead right now, they will talk through the process and let you know what you need, how long it's going to take. They will tell you about visas. They'll get you office space. They'll do everything for you.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
As someone who started a business, you.
Yeah.
Obviously, we work on the radio. Mm-hmm. Very successful at that, yep. Chris. You're doing wonderful.
But, as you are pretty.
Oh, thank you.
And Rossi is.
And Rossi. No, but starting a business is a completely different ballgame for us, as it can be for a lot of people. So when you came up with the idea for Fade Fit Kids, how long were you toying with the idea before you said, okay, let me do it?
Sort of 2 years. It was in the back of my head. Yeah.
Because I always think about that, because I think everyone probably has an idea,
yeah,
but you push it to the back of your head. Like, how long do you have that conversation with yourself until you go, okay, I need to do it?
And all I can say is that a lot of us have full-time jobs because we need to have full-time jobs, like myself, that pay the bills and got to get through the process. But there's no reason why in the back end, in your extra time, that you could be putting something together, creating a little plan that you never know could take off. Hey, it may never go anywhere.
It's okay.
It may never go anywhere. It may just be, you know, I try, but you could hit something that starts to bring you in a little bit of revenue, a little bit of money, and you never know. Like, Rossi's talking about these beach mats that he wants to sell. You never know. Like, maybe you could sell 5-6 a week, and the next thing you know, you've got a couple of thousand dirham that you're just sitting there every week doing nothing with, you know?
I paid 1,000 dirham for that beach mat.
Can you not talk to us about you not having any money? You have dropped in in the show alone today, you've gone and had dinner for 1,300 and you've bought a beach mat for 1,000.
Okay, fair enough.
But yeah, if you guys need it, you want to ask them, talk to Virtue Zone. They're fantastic. And we're taking your calls right now. 0487155444. If you could open up a company, what would that company be? All right, let us know now. Ashwin, you've called through. Have you opened up a business already?
Yes, I have. Good morning, guys.
What's the company? What is it?
So we're called Masala Factory. We are a creative agency. Mm-hmm. So yeah. So what actually happened was I was actually having a full-time job for the past 3 years in Dubai. And suddenly I was down on my luck. And, you know, I received a letter and I had to leave.
Oh.
And for past like 5-6 months, I was over and out. I had to visit the country twice because my visa got expired.
Sure.
And then I was looking for a job without any luck. So I thought, let's, you know, take matters into your own hands, make things happen. And, you know, I opened up a business, a creative agency.
Good on you, man. That's fantastic. How long have you been open for?
We're quite new in the market. We're close to 2 months right now.
Oh, very new. Wow.
Wow, that's fantastic. Yeah. And you're, what type of agency are you?
We are a creative agency, advertising, digital marketing, branding, all that kind of stuff. You know, you get your brand heard. We get your voice heard in the market.
Good on you, mate.
That's what we do.
Have you got any clients yet? Have you got anyone?
Definitely, definitely. We're kind of keeping busy right now, so I can't complain, really.
Who have you got? Mention them on the radio. Give them this extra plug.
sure. We've got Huda Lighting. We've got BASF. We've got Nakheel. Small companies, but not too bad.
Good on, mate, that's fantastic.
Yeah, that's
that is a great start. What's the company called again?
Masala Factory.
Masala?
Masala Factory.
Masala Factory. That's an agency. Well done, mate. Keep doing what you're
doing.
Thank you. Love what you're doing. Creating your own wealth where you can. Okay, Kate. Good morning, Kate. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Now, talking about starting your own businesses, if you could start one, which you've already done, what is it?
I have a dog walking, pet sitting business, which I started about 3 years ago.
Love it.
Amazing.
Love it. You walk dogs and you babysit dogs.
Babysit dogs, cats, rabbits, birds.
That's fantastic. Now, are you doing this from have you got a place where you do this or is it just at home?
No, we just do it in everyone's home. So if you have a dog that needs walking, we'll come to your home and walk your pup.
So good. And then do you do overnight stays or like if you need them to be looked? Yeah?
Yeah, we do.
This is fantastic.
You
I like it.
You must be happy all the time. Just because you're with animals.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
We don't really work with humans, so yeah.
So that's why you're happy.
That's why
you're happy. What's the company's name?
Paw Pals.
Paw Pals. PAWPALS, right? Well done.
Well done.
Congratulations, Kate. Maggie, have you opened up your own business or you're thinking about doing it?
I'm still thinking of doing it because I'm so busy with my current job. But it's been on my brain like 5 years ago, like 5 years now.
Wow.
It's like an old business of my father. It's the tailoring shop. Yeah, it's like a tailoring shop. And then, but then I have a small machine here in Dubai. If I have like friends who's out there their clothes, I just like get them and alter for them. It's like, okay, I really need to have a shop. So, because it's like you need to buy machines, stuff like that, and I need more ideas. Then the virtual store that you're speaking about like a while ago, I'm really thinking to call them.
Yeah, give them a go. Just start the process. The hardest thing is getting it all underway. You know what I mean? So, well done. This is great. Now, listen, if you're thinking about doing something on the side, start it. Start it today. Start it tomorrow. Start it the next day. Get it done.
Yeah.
Get the wheels in motion. Don't just sit on an idea for so long. You know, again, you know, when I was in the Maldives last week and having that opportunity to hang out with Mark Randolph, who was the creator and co-founder of Netflix.
Yeah.
You know, they created Netflix, the idea, and then sat on it for 2 years and did nothing about it. You know, and then they went into it again. And he said that him and his buddy would sit there and just think of problems. What problems do they have that they deal with?
Right.
Because they just want to find a solution for that problem. And that's how they came up with ideas. He said they'd write like 100 ideas a week and be like, nah, can't do that. No, that won't work. No, too expensive. No, we're not going to get that. Until they hit Netflix and they said, hey, this is an idea that we could work with.
Yeah.
And they came up with it. They said, let's go. They tested it. It failed because they had VHS tapes back then that were too big. They said, this idea is not going to work. They canned it. And then 2 years later, the DVD came out.
And boom.
And they said, hold on a second. Our idea. Remember that idea? We can work it now.
So cool.
Smash it. Do it. Come on. David Guetta right now. See ya. 9:43. This is Virgin Radio. The Chris Fade Show. Sunday morning.